the weekend.
From the mayor's schedule to the Connecticut gas tax repeal, the pancake breakfast, the spirit of Springfield's efforts for those in the Ukraine, the verdict rendered for the four police officers, the end of the mask mandate in some schools, and a possible rate hike from Eversource. This is Friday and the weekend, a special edition at Pioneer Valley Radio. This is Brad Shepard. Glad you're with us. Much to let you in on. First, scattered showers and breezy throughout the day. Highs were between 52 and 56. The winds west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Breezy, a low of 28 to 32. And for Saturday, that's what you're really interested in. Mostly sunny and breezy. I think you'll like it. A high between 52 and 56 degrees. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers. Highs 48 to 52. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and mayoral aide LeVar Click Bruce will join with State Rep. Bud Williams for the grand opening of Higher Expectations Sports Complex, 49 Cadwell Drive. This will be Saturday, April 2, and the facility will provide access, recreation, healthier choices, and inspiration for the city's youth. The owner, Jordan Almore, is excited to provide unparalleled performance of physical training for youth and adults. The mayor and the Springfield Police Department forest supporters for a special spring party. They're going to throw this that will include an Easter egg hunt and breakfast with the Easter Bunny at the Elks Lodge. The mayor, Director of Veterans Affairs Tom Belton, and Deputy Director of Veterans Affairs Joe DeCaro will join with the Springfield Veterans Activities Committee for a special observation ceremony to honor and recognize Vietnam Veterans Day. The event will include a wreath-laying ceremony at the Vietnam War Memorial on Veterans Way. If there's inclement weather, the ceremony will begin in the lobby of City Hall. Your busy Springfield mayor and the City of Springfield's ARPA team will hold a technical assistance workshop seminar for the seniors of the Raymond A. Jordan Senior Center Monday the 4th. This free community seminar will provide information and assistance about the process for obtaining ARPA grants for Springfield seniors 60 years of age and older. The world's largest pancake breakfast has a tradition of honoring leaders and supporters. And Thursday, March 31st, the Spirit of Springfield announced Chris Kelly, MGM Springfield president and chief operating officer, as the 2022 honorary chair. The honor comes in recognition of MGM Springfield's commitment to Springfield, their support of the Spirit of Springfield, and the strong leadership that he has provided. Springfield's annual Flapjack Feast will be held Saturday, May 14, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Main Street from State Street to Bridge Street. The admission, beverages, and activities, all free. Breakfast of pancakes and bacon, $3, $1 for children under 12, and free to 70,000 public school students receiving advance tickets. If you would like more information about the world's largest pancake breakfast, you can contact Spirit of Springfield, 413-733-3800. The Springfield Museums present Fantastic Ruins, etchings by Giovanni Battista Piranesi, April 16 through July 17 at the DeMoor Museum of Fine Arts. Now, this exhibit of prints from the museum's collection attests to the grandeur, romance, and superiority of imagination. This exhibit features bilingual text in English and Spanish and is augmented by audio descriptions for visitors who are blind or who have low vision. Mayor Sarno applauds Caring Health Center's continued efforts, collaborating with the City of Springfield, to provide testing and vaccination clinics for residents. At their most recent COVID-19 testing and vaccination clinic over the last weekend, Saturday the 26th, at the Food Zone supermarket on Belmont Avenue, with WTCC 90.7 FM, in which Mayor Sarno was in attendance, nearly 100 people were tested with zero positive results. Additionally, 32 vaccinations were given, 23 booster shots and 6 first doses, and 3 second doses. A very special message of support from Judy Matt and the Spirit of Springfield for the Ukraine. So many families in Ukraine experiencing such great hardship. The Spirit of Springfield hopes you will help us support one family. It is Max Stasik, the illustrator of The Little Frog and the Bright Lights. It is the third in a series of children's books associated with Bright Nights at Forest Park. The purchase price from each book, just $10, and it will be donated to Max and his family. The message concludes with, "We are all in this world together. Let's make it a better place and support the families in Ukraine." The verdicts are in the trial of the four officers involved in the Nathan Bills skirmish. The jury deliberated for 4 days in the trial of officers Daniel Billingsley, Jameson Williams, Anthony Cicero, and Christian Cicero. The jury found Jameson, Williams, and Anthony Cicero not guilty on all charges of assault. Daniel Billingsley and Christian Cicero were found guilty of assault and battery charges in connection with a fight with four black men outside Nathanville's bar in Springfield back in 2015. Mayor Sarno states, quote, "This finally closes an ugly chapter in the history of our police department. Inappropriate actions by any officer will not be tolerated. Springfield Superintendent Claproon and I will continue to focus on the reforms and initiatives that we've implemented to move our police department forward." It is not an April Fool's joke in Connecticut, where the suspension of the gas tax begins today. Gas stations are not permitted to charge consumers to cover the 24-cent per gallon tax. That was effective Friday today, and those that do will be held accountable. Owners of gas stations, however, not too thrilled with this. They believe that it is unfair because they had to pay the tax when they bought the gas from distributors. Just a few more days without passing that cost on to consumers will cost those businesses thousands of dollars. Springfield School Committee unanimously voted Thursday night to end the mask mandate. Masks will still be required for anyone entering the nurse's office and for anyone returning to school from a 5-day quarantine after a positive COVID-19 test. Although masks will not be required, they are still recommended to be worn by those that are not vaccinated or those with a compromised immune system. Springfield Public Schools will take a zero-tolerance policy for anyone harassing or making fun of students that still choose to wear a mask. And a major utility company is proposing a rate increase that will directly impact its many Western Mass customers. Eversource says that the rate increase is needed to help the Commonwealth move toward its clean energy goals. And we've certainly heard this before. This story is just starting to take shape. Well, thank you very much, not just for listening in today and over the weekend, but for your attention to our programs throughout the course of the week. I wish you a terrific weekend, and I will be back with our next new fresh program on Monday, up online in the morning and available to you on demand throughout the day and night. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
Proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.